Sunday Lessons. This month's topic, Ordinances and Covenants. What do you see? By David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. When we study and ponder the symbols in gospel ordinances, our thoughts center on Jesus Christ. Because symbols are all around us, we often don't think about them very much. But paying closer attention to gospel symbols can be a key to greater understanding. The scriptures use words like type, shadow, emblem, token, sign, parable, remembrance, witness, or testimony to describe something that is meant to point our thoughts towards something else. For instance, when Jesus introduced the sacrament at the Last Supper, he gave his disciples the broken bread they were to eat and said, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Now, obviously, the bread was not literally his body. As he said, it is meant to remind us of his body, and much more. That's what makes symbols so powerful. They communicate without language and trigger a number of related thoughts all at once, adding depth and meaning. Of course, ordinances are not merely symbolic gestures. They carry real power to bless us through the authority of the priesthood. But they also contain symbols that teach us about the Savior and about our covenants. Even the act of submitting to and receiving a priesthood ordinance is an outward sign of a person's faith and humility. Here are many of the symbols connected with the ordinances of baptism, confirmation, and the sacrament, as well as some of the ideas associated with them. Baptism. Water. Washing, cleansing, purification from sin. White clothes. Purity. There can no man be saved except his garments are washed white and purified through the blood of Christ. Alma chapter 5, verse 21. Equality. Whether rich or poor, all wear the same clothing at baptism, for all are alike unto God. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 33. Immersion. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. See Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Our spiritual rebirth in Christ. Born of water. John chapter 3, verse 5. Raised right hand. Reaching up toward heaven, witnessing to heaven. Also, a token of an oath. See Genesis chapter 14, verse 22, and Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Confirmation. Laying on of hands. Physical touch by those representing God. Transferring blessings from God to others. Receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Called baptism of fire. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. Cleansing and spiritual rebirth in Christ. Sacrament. Eating bread. Remembering the body of Jesus Christ. The bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. John chapter 6, verse 35. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. John chapter 6, verse 58. Kneeling to pray. Humility. Submitting to God's will. A token of the everlasting covenant. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 131. Breaking bread. Christ's bodily suffering on our behalf. His physical death. His resurrection so that we might live again. Placing bread and water before the congregation. Emblems of Christ's sacrifice, which ended sacrifice by the shedding of blood. See Alma chapter 34, verses 13 and 14. We now bring a sacrifice unto the Lord, of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 8. Drinking water, originally wine. The blood of Christ, shed in Gethsemane during his sufferings at the hands of the soldiers, and on the cross, which cleanseth us from all sin, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, and is in the covenant of the Father unto the remission of our sins, Moroni chapter 10, verse 33. Blood as the seat of life or vital energy of all flesh. Guide to the Scriptures, blood, scriptures.lds.org, and that which atones for sins through sacrifice. See Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Living water. See John chapter 4, verse 14. Join the conversation. Things to ponder for Sunday. How do the symbols in the ordinances of baptism, confirmation, and the sacrament help you remember the Savior and your covenants? What goes through your mind during the sacrament each week? Things you might do. Write in your journal about something you thought or felt during the sacrament. in church, talk about a symbol in the sacrament and how it helps you remember the Savior.
Focused on the atonement, every ordinance of the gospel focuses in one way or another on the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, and surely that is why this particular ordinance of the sacrament, with all its symbolism and imagery, comes to us more readily and more repeatedly than any other in our life. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, "This Do in Remembrance of Me," Ensign, November 1995, page 67.
End of the article, "What Do You See?" by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. Read by Andrew Clay.